I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, I try to keep, and I know you do too, try to keep death out of the I can't believe it's news knucklehead stories. But sometimes it's just, it's
there's too much knuckleheadedness.
Yeah, it's karma that catches up to you. Now, the story comes to us from Indiana, where George, he's at his house there, and he calls police on Tuesday because he says, you know, somebody broke into my garage. And they messed up my door frame to my garage, and they broke in there, and I don't know what they did, because my garage, I got all kinds of stuff in my garage. It's a cluttery mess, but I know somebody broke in there. And the police said, well, okay, George, thanks for telling us about that. Because George couldn't figure out if anything had been stolen. He's got so much stuff in there. It's like a hoarder's garage. So
why do you keep so much stuff, George?
So the next day, George goes into the garage and does a little digging around looking for something or other. And he happens to find a body in his garage. What happened was the guy who broke into his garage tried to steal George's 900-pound antique safe that tipped over onto this guy and crushed him. Yeah. They actually had, George actually had to call the fire department to lift the safe off of this dude.
How did he even get it tipped over at 900 pounds?
He tried.
We've had GPS get people in trouble, and I can't believe it's news many times. Usually when we say trouble, it's nothing worse than they followed their GPS and it took them into a lake, or they ended up on a school football yard or something like that. But this guy's in some real trouble. A guy in Canada on Wednesday was driving from Montreal to Calgary, and one of his passengers was using the GPS on their phone to help navigate. And somehow they ended up getting off course. And they ended up, instead of going from Montreal to Calgary, they ended up at a border crossing in Michigan, which turned out to be a big problem because they had 10 pounds of meth in the car in pill form. And the guy says he claims he didn't know it was drugs. He says someone had told him to transport something for him to help pay off a gambling debt. He didn't know it was drugs. Well, it was amazing that they got this far off course, because from Toronto, I guess you should have started going north to get to Montreal, but somehow they went south and drove for almost 4 hours with the GPS going, and it took them to a border stop in Michigan, okay. To cross over to Michigan. And you got 10 pounds of meth in the car.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Yeah, now these are the real emergencies that are going on in our listening area. And these are the 911 calls coming into the Whidbey Island authorities. We'll start Saturday, January 5th, 12:56 p.m., Dawnview Terrace. 911 caller says, there's a juvenile using a weed whacker, and they don't know what they're doing.
He's not keeping a straight edge. He's not getting any of the driveway.
Saturday, January 5th, 9:59 p.m., Barron Drive. 911 caller says, my wife just threw something at my leg.
Good to see the 911 lines are open in 2019 now.
Sunday, January 6th, 12:13 a.m., 7th Avenue. 911 caller says, someone keeps parking in my parking spot. Sunday, January 6th, 7:44 p.m., Highway 20 store. 911 caller says, there's a guy in front of the store standing on phone books, and he's taking his clothes off. Monday, January 7th, 2:45 a.m., Erie Street. 911 caller says, some guy is revving his engine. And finally, Saturday, January 5th, 11:28 a.m., 4th Avenue. 911 caller says, I need someone over here now. I just got scammed by Craigslist.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.